All right, everybody, it is time for Friday Fuel, three easy steps to fire up your weight loss. And today we are going to be talking about the boring part of the weight loss journey. It always gets boring. So one of the things that I've been studying is that sometimes we start losing weight because we're highly motivated, and sometimes we start losing weight because we hit a rock bottom. But one of the things that I know about motivation is that most of us should quit relying on it. It's great if it comes naturally. It's awesome if you naturally feel motivated, but we all have to have the expectation that enthusiasm, motivation, always wears off. The feelings of excitement and feelings like, I'm going to do this or whatever, all of that excitement and those feelings, they just come from your thinking. And at some point, your thinking is going to shift. So if you think about when you start an OBS, a lot of people do start motivated, and it's because it's like, oh my gosh, it's so new. Or the new year is such a good example. For some reason, it's really easy for brains to think at the beginning of the year, we give ourselves permission to be like, it's a new year. Like, now I'm allowed to restart. Now I'm allowed to think about what's possible for me. But the rest of the year, we don't give ourselves that permission. The first time you hit mistakes and stuff, it's like we just say to ourselves, we are no longer allowed to believe that you can do a fresh start, like, at the next meal. It's like, what is the difference between a fresh start on January 1 and a fresh start at dinner if you blew it at lunch? The only difference is that you give yourself permission to either do it or you don't, to fresh start it or you don't. You give yourself permission to believe or you don't. And so we have to just realize that it's just not natural for enthusiasm to stay high all the time. Now, you can work on your thoughts and you can think about things in a way where you cut out a lot of your unnecessary suffering. You can start getting really aware of when you're doubting yourself, when you are making mistakes mean something bad about you. You can level that playing field a lot, and that's great. And that will get you like calm, perseverance, determination, and willingness, commitment. Those kinds of feelings will come along for the ride. But when we talk about motivation and excitement, that usually comes as a byproduct of you showing up when you doubt, of you showing up when your brain is screaming it's too hard and you're like, no, it's really not as hard. Like, what is really, really hard about this? Or am I just making it really hard with how I'm thinking? So if you think about this, enthusiasm and stuff will always wear off. So it's not unnormal or it's not weird. It's not bad. It's not a game ender if you're not highly motivated or enthusiastic. A lot of you make it mean that when it wears off, something's gone wrong. All I want you to tell yourself is, the only thing that's different is I've decided to think differently. So now if I want motivation and if I want excitement, I've got to show up when it's a little boring. I've got to show up when my thoughts are making it hard and get good at showing up anyway, but also pulling apart thoughts that are stopping me from feeling the way I'd like to feel. But just because you don't feel the way you want to feel does not mean you can't keep doing the things you know will work. It's just like when kids have homework. Just because they don't feel like it, we're like, oh, well, let's go get a bottle of wine then. You don't feel like it. Just because they don't feel like doing geometry doesn't mean you're going to be like, oh, you don't feel like doing geometry. Something must be really wrong with you. You know what we should do? Let's not do your homework for a couple of weeks while we figure out how to feel motivated to do your homework. When your dog wants to take a walk in the middle of the night and you know damn well they ain't got to go to the bathroom, we don't just be like, well, you're so, like, you want to go so bad. Like, you just want it so bad. I guess I'm going. We always are making decisions in life. The same thing happens with your weight loss. Just because you ain't motivated, just because it's not exciting, just because it's not, like, you know, blowing wind up your skirt, doesn't mean that you think something's gone wrong. It means this is the part where I need to listen to my brain and figure out what's going on. So
That means you're going to listen to your brain. Nothing's wrong when you aren't motivated. It's just going to allow you to recognize other feelings that are coming up. Very often when we're not motivated, we just need to ask ourselves, who cares if I'm not motivated, but am I willing? Am I willing in this moment to stay focused? Am I willing to keep going? Even when my brain screams, we probably won't make it. It's like, so what? I come back to kids all the time because at some point we were all teenagers and we were all in school at some point. And I want you to think about when you were a kid and you weren't motivated to do your work, you were very willing to do it anyway. Your parents made sure of that. You just now have to parent yourself. You just have to tell yourself, am I willing? Why am I willing? What can I do in this moment? What is something small that I can do that will override some of this doubt, some of this fear that I'm having? And then the last thing when it comes to when it just starts getting boring is practice some other useful thoughts and feelings. Stop being a motivation junkie. Stop being an excitement adrenaline seeker. You don't need those feelings all the time. People who do drugs need those feelings all the time. You don't need them. Here's what you do need. Can you practice willingness? Can you practice resiliency? Can you practice doing it anyway? Can you practice purpose? Very often I do stuff when it comes to my exercise, I most of the time don't want to go to that gym every day. But I'm very willing to go because I've shown myself time and time again that I do feel better after. I'm very willing to give myself that sense of pride afterward, even if in the moment that gives me a sense of dread. If even in the moment I'm just not excited or motivated. But I don't need those feelings. I need willingness. I need to ask myself, am I willing to do it right now for the version of me in an hour that will be very glad she did it? Do I want to be relieved, sitting on the couch, or glad that I finished? Which one do I want? Which one would I like more? And sometimes all it takes is asking yourself some of those questions. Most of us are just like, oh my God, I'm not motivated. Well, something's wrong. There's no way that I could work out. There's no way that I could eat that salad. I mean, I ain't motivated. So what? So what am I feeling? Whatever it is in the moment is temporary. I tell myself that all the time, especially when I'm dreading something. Especially when I catch myself not wanting to do something. And I just tell myself, all feelings are temporary. All of them. Happiness is temporary. Motivation is temporary. Sadness is temporary. Dread is temporary. So if it's temporary, why not just let it be here while I do what I know my brain will enjoy later? So what I want you to do is I want you to share some of your positive thoughts that are working for you right now inside of our Facebook group so that we can start seeing lots and lots of people share, here's some of the thought shifts that I've had. Here's things that I'm thinking that are different that are helping me. And when you do it, use hashtag get it done or hashtag repeat so that we can watch that goal getter gauge continue to go up and to unlock prizes. And make sure that when you are listening to No BS, whether it's on your podcast player or if it's on the video replays on the website, you go to the No BS weight loss course at nobswomen.com. You pull up the lesson that you've listened to and you check the box to mark it complete. That's how the goal getter gauge rises. And that's how we unlock prizes for everyone. All right. One of the things that I want to leave you with is a quote. from a new calendar that I got for my desk from one of my team members. And it says, it's going to be hard, but because you've picked something you're passionate about, like weight loss, you're going to enjoy the journey. One of the things I want to teach you is how to truly enjoy the journey. That means stop dropping the expectations that you have to feel good and highly motivated the entire time. But what you can do is start finding what's right in the journey, how you're improving, recognizing it more, and then being understanding when it's all not just a bed of roses. All right, go get it, goal getters.